You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Talking about Father's Day this weekend, that song that reminds you of your dad when you hear it.
Yeah.
What is it? John, do you have one that reminds you of your dad?
Song Not really.
No. Nothing that sticks out that you remember him liking.
My parents weren't big music people.
No. Okay.
He liked the Police, though. So,
really? Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Song or a
did
band.
Did he really?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Good taste. No, that's cool.
My dad didn't like radio. He didn't like music.
Yeah.
He liked news.
I mean the Police. We've gotten some cool stuff. Wipeout. Buffy said, we've only just begun. Her dad used to sing that, Carpenters.
Oh.
Turn the Page. It's some good stuff, actually. Anything by the Platters, again, like a band.
Okay.
Oftentimes as well. So some good stuff.
Rob's on the phone. Rob, what about you? What song is it? Hold on for a second. That's John's stuff.
Is he what, huh?
Let me go to line two. Is this it? Rob, what song is it?
Hey, it's Carla.
Oh, no,
that's not. That's me.
That's Carla.
Hey, it's me.
Is this Rob? Rob, what song?
Well, I got to say Cats in the Cradle. And the thing that's so awesome about the song is when it came out back, I think it was in the 70s, to be the little boy or the younger guy, probably the little boy, but and then to be where I'm at now and he's passed and to think about him as I've gotten older, just as the song ages the person, it's surreal, and every time it's the same feeling I get inside.
I bet a lot of guys.
Yeah, I would imagine so. That's definitely a dad and son song. It really is.
All right, Rob, have a good day. Patty, what about you? What song is it?
Well, actually, every Sunday morning growing up, we always listened to, like, the classic country.
Yeah.
So we had Johnny Horton, Johnny Cash, Kenny Rogers. Huh. Anytime I hear any of those, plus, like, Neil Diamond and Rod Stewart, those are triggers for me.
Oh, wow. That's cool. And that's when country music was cool.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what? I started radio in country music on an AM station down
really?
In Phoenix. We played Ferlin Husky, Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Sons of the Pioneer. You don't think I know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. That Sons of the Pioneer. My father worked with them years ago, and I thought they were so cool. Because, you know, I hate country music now. Old country.
Right.
That was the real deal.
That's country music.
Yeah.
But I think the one song that definitely gets me is The Battle of New Orleans. By Johnny Horton.
Yes.
Wow. You two. Wow. I'm sorry, Mike. I have to back up. Ferlin Husky. Wow.
Patty, have a great day. Rena, what song was it?
Okay. So I love the question, first of all, because with Father's Day coming up. So the song was It's a Beautiful Morning. Okay. I don't know who
it's
the artist
It's a beautiful
was.
Morning.
Young Rascals.
There you go.
There you
That's
go.
It. Yeah. It was, I lost my dad when I was young.
Right.
And my very last dance recital, and my dad never missed one of them, and that's the song that I performed, and every time I hear it, gives me goosebumps.
Oh, stop it. Now you're going to make Carla cry.
I can't, man.
See, that's what it's like for leader of the band.
Oh, my God. Leader of the band. Ugh. We used that song on the video that we did last year, right around this time. Dan Fogelberg, leader of the band. I can't with that. Don't. Quit. Take it back.
Gosh.
Take it back.
Okay.
Man.
Yep.
Rena, have a great day.
You guys.
Plus, it's a great song, too.
It is a great song. Yeah, it is. I love this song.
There you go, Rena.